Coach, congratulations. A little concern coming in, of course, sandwiched in between Ulysses and Holcomb, but your team did a good job of taking care of business and just focusing on the matter at hand tonight.
They did. I mean, they had a pretty bad warm-up, you know, so it kind of took a chewing before we even come out here and, you know, adjusted well and reacted well to it. I mean, they come out there and, you know, all phases of the game tonight, you know, we were pretty good.
What was kind of interesting, I think Scott City, other than their last drive of the first half, you guys won the field position battle big time, especially in that first half. You only had a couple of snaps that were in your own territory that first half, and that was started with your defense forcing a lot of three and outs, and really through the first three quarters, Hugoton only had two first downs in the game.
Well, probably started with the kickoff team to begin with. I mean, you know, I don't think they had a kickoff return outside the 35, and that's kind of our goal every game is to – you know, keep everybody pinned up, and, you know, first couple kicks, you know, Trey put into the end zone, so that always helps. But, you know, there's a couple other ones out there also that we had pretty good coverage. Kicking into the wind in the second quarter, I think they had a possibility for a big return, and we got a saving tackle. So, I mean, yeah, the special teams, you know, started us up, and then from there, you know, the defense took care of business. You know, like I've told you every week, you know, Coach Turner does a great job with the defense, and you know, kids buy in. You know, that's the main thing, the buy-in. I mean, you can do some things wrong sometimes. If your kid's got the buy-in, you can still overcome the coaching. But if, you know, if there's no buy-in at all, then you're probably in trouble.
Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers winning tonight 47-7. And a nice opening drive. I believe that was a 12-play drive to start off the second half, taking almost half the third period. But good, nice running downfield by your team and capped off by the Cooper Griffith 2-yard run.
Hey, it was. I mean, that's kind of what we were hoping for, take off. You know, I told them, I said, man, it'd be nice to go get about a six-minute drive to start the second half and just kind of, you know, take away their hopes. And, you know, we took, you know, 5 minutes and 57 seconds, I think. So, you know, did what we wanted right there. And then Drake come back with a couple really big catches. I was trying to get him a touchdown after he got the ball inside the 10 a couple times on some catches. And, you know, those were nice. You know, those were big-time catches.
Yeah, he had some nice big catches here tonight, three receptions and his second touchdown catch of the year, and we were able to play a lot of younger kids in the game, and that was nice to see with that big lead.
It was. I mean, you try to, but at the same time, you kind of look and see, are there varsity guys out? I mean, you don't want to get your guys smashed out there, you know, because there's a pretty big difference between a senior varsity kid and a freshman sophomore, you know, JV kid. You know, so part of the substitution pattern sometimes is, you know, what are they going against?
And 47-7 win here tonight. Next week, it's going to be a battle of 5-0 teams. Ulysses winning tonight 48-22 over Goodland. That 49-22 is 49-0 at the half. But you know what you're going to get with Ulysses next week in a big game, league championship on the line.
Going to get a big dose of a Rudzik. I mean, you know, the kid is a... You know, he's one of the best backs in the state, you know, all classes. I mean, man, has tremendous size, you know, great speed. His balance is incredible. You know, so, I mean, when you watch him, you know, you need to appreciate him. But at the same time, you know that's where your defense really has to step up and take the challenge.
Beavers winning it tonight, 47-7. Coach, congratulations. A nice homecoming win for you guys. And we'll do it all over again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Adam.